And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over ways to enhance or improve your retirement income. But first off, I hope you all had a great Christmas and are enjoying the holidays. I know with COVID and some family and visiting restrictions, it's different. It's tough sometimes. But it also brought some people closer together. Now, 2020 was a year like no other. Investments did well, and I hope you did as well. Now we head to 2021 and see what new numbers and challenges we face. And with investments, it's all in the numbers. So here's a number for you. 1949. If you were born in 1949, that means three things. Number one, you turned 71 this past year. Number two, you are the same age as actors Jeff Bridges, Sigourney Weaver, Meryl Streep, and Richard Gere. All were born in 1949, all turned 71 this past year. Shelley Long from Cheers, Don Johnson from Miami Vice, born in 1949. Singers Billy Joel, The Piano Man, Lionel Richie, both are 71 all night long. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, at 71 still dancing in the dark. Gene Simmons from Kiss, you're never too old to wear makeup. And former Journey lead singer Steve Perry, don't stop believing just because you've turned 71. So while you share those same age, those celebrities, if you're born in 1949, number three, if you are 71 this year in Canada, starting in January 2021, your RSP, your Registered Retirement Savings Plan, automatically converts to a Registered Retirement Income Fund, a RIF. My goodness, where did all the time go? By no means it's not over. Not your investments. You're just beginning. You're like Karen and Richard Carpenter. You've only just begun. If you had good returns over the past decade, good stock selection, good growth funds, earning an average of 5 to 6% per year, maybe more, there's no need to put on the brakes. You're only 71, and money has to last. We now have better health in our 70s than a generation ago, and a much longer lifespan than those people who turned 71 back in 1971. Back in those days, you might not be around much longer than 75. Now it's freedom 65 plus, for you need to prepare and invest wisely, since a lot of us are going to chase 90, 80 plus for sure. And those years of investing in a very important tax-deferred plan, your RSP, where you can invest money, lowering your taxable income, hopefully reinvesting your tax refund, or if not a refund, at least dramatically lowering your income tax you have to pay each year if you're so fortunate to be in a high income tax bracket. Those tax credits or refunds, maybe you're in a 40% tax bracket. Now that you're retired, you're starting to take money out gradually each year, but your income is now most likely way less than it was during your working days. So the money you take out is perhaps taxed at a lower rate than what you put it in. And you had all those years of compound interest, time and compound interest to gain wealth. I hope that is what you did. Now, RSPs are great. They still are. Anyone who's making $60,000 plus and not self-employed or have a guaranteed long-term pension at the end of their retirement, RSP is the number one retirement investment for you. Maximize it if you can, as time goes by rather quickly, and there's no refund on lost time. You know, there are billions of dollars of unused RSP room in Canada, billions since the 60s. CRA, your friends at Revenue Canada, are allowing you, giving you an option, an open door to lower your taxes and build tax-deferred growth plan, your RSP, to relative massive amounts if invested properly and consistently over a few decades. Take advantage. For now, if you are 71 this year, starting in January, the government, after all these years, now want some of that tax money back. So we'll be back to discuss in a moment options for you on how that works.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination Show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So RSPs convert to a RIF, a Registered Income Fund, and you start taking withdrawals in January, it's taxable income. So that conversion is done automatically. Wherever your investments are held, at your bank or with your advisor, they have your information, your date of birth, your SIN number, you're the right age, the right person. Now, you still want to talk to your advisor, and that should have been done by now as we head into January. But basically, you're required to withdraw a minimum. It has to come out. The minimum is about 5.3% of your entire RSP amount. It could be one RSP you have, or maybe you have several different ones at different banks. Each bank, each place knows your birth date, and it's roughly 5.3% from all of them. So if you had $100,000 in your RSP, it's roughly $5,300 you have to withdraw. And of course, $200,000 would be 10-6. That must come out. So let's use that $200,000 and 5.3. It's actually 5.28, but let's use 5.3 for easy math. So that $10,600, you can break it down monthly, $883 a month, or you can take more out if you need it. You can take it all out in January. We can take it out four times a year, or one big lump sum at the very last day of the year. But it must come out sometime between January 1 and December 31 of 2021. And again, you can take more. You can take it all. But in this case, if you had $200,000 that would be added to your income for 1 year, that would put you in a 50% tax bracket or higher, and half of that money would be gone, and the government would keep it. So you take it out gradually. Now, most times, taxes are withdrawn from it, so if you're getting... It's usually 10 to 20%. So if you're getting $1,000 a month, you're going to net out about $900 to $850. That way you don't have a big tax bill or too large of one the following year. So you redeem it slowly, gradually, most often monthly, just like you did when you invested in your RSP, gradually, monthly, consistently. But again, with the minimum, in most funds, you can access more. If, again, 10-6 works out to about $833 a month, you might need or want more. You could take $1,000 a month or $1,500 a month on a regular basis, or take out lump sums as you need it. But one of the biggest concerns is running out of money way too soon, running out of gas before you get to your destination. So review with your advisor. How are you tracking each year? And the obvious problem is, if you're withdrawing 5 to 10% per year and your investments are making you 2 to 3% per year, on good years, yes, it can have a severe drain on your future income. So you still want growth, no matter what age. With interest rates being at all-time lows, you can't settle for minimal returns. It's like trying to build wealth on making minimum wage. You still have expenses. Whoever said retirement living is cheap is wrong. You still have cars, meals, heat, food, clothing, shelter, travel when it comes back, medicine. You still have kids. Those are just some of the major expenses that do not stop in your 70s. Segregated funds. Fidelity is a company I use a lot. My clients have enjoyed the benefits of that company quite well. The life insurance aspect is big for those maybe 55 plus, maybe not so much when you're 35. But growth and returns, clients of all ages look for that. That combination of seg funds along with some private equity funds, often distributing 8% per year, can create and enhance your retirement income. A good selection of dividend stocks, growth funds, whatever works for you to better that 2 to 4% range that you settle for less, way too less. So speak to your advisor how you can enhance. Again, the RIF you must take at a minimum. So at age 71 is about 5.3%. Here's what else you can do. You can use your spouse's age if he or she is younger. Let's say it's she and she's 65. So the minimum is 4%. For someone who's 65. Again, there's no maximum, but if she's even younger than 65, good for you. If your spouse is still under 70, you can still contribute to her or his spousal RSP. You get the deduction, they get to withdraw later the year after their 71st birthday. So the money has to come out, but you can adjust based on age if there are two of you. If you don't need the money, reinvest it in a tax-free, there's no age limit. Your LIRA, your locked-in retirement account. You had a company pension of some sort, similar to an RSP, but it's locked. There's a few restrictions, but your LIRA converts to a LIF, a life income fund. At age 71, if not before, you can always withdraw from a RIF or a LIF your life income fund. The LIF has the same minimum, 5.3% if someone's 71, but it has a maximum, depending on age and the province. Here in Nova Scotia, the max for a 71-year-old is 8.1%. There is a cap. You can't drain it quite as fast as your RIF. It's a locked-in retirement account. Now, if you have a lira, you're in your 50s or 60s, you can unlock half if you transfer it. If it's a federal lira, and you can find out if it is or not, provincial or federal. So somewhere down the road, you have access to more of your money. You had a $100,000 lira, you could unlock half of it, put 50 in a RIF, and leave 50 in your LIF. That means 50 you can have access more to if you need it. You can place either in good growth funds, earning, growing, enhancing your income, life insured investments. Each year, the maximum is increased. So if your investments are falling or not making very much, and you have to take out a percentage higher every year, yes, serious problems could occur if you're not getting and seeking better growth. This past year, there was a COVID relief program this past year for some who could apply and ask to have their minimum reduced by 25%. Instead of taking out $1,000 a month minimum, maybe it was $750. For the fear of taking money out, especially during the spring when the markets fell, if earning less than 2% and the markets fall, yes, again, a very serious impact on your retirement. But for most of those clients, I would suggest they have the wrong funds or advisor. You can do a lot better than 2 to 3%. You can take your RIF out early for those who may have started taking their RIF payments, let's say in your 60s, and now wish to change that. You've gone back to work, you want to stop the RIF payments. In other words, you don't need the income right now. Here's how it works. Your RSP was converted to a RIF, let's say 2 years ago in your 60s. So the year you want to convert back to an RSP, provided you are still under 71, let's say you're 68, you have to withdraw the minimum yearly amount based on your age, and the remainder is basically cashed in but immediately placed into a new RSP for you, offsetting the potential taxes. So if you had $100,000, took out $5,000, the other $95,000 you'd cash but put it right back into an RSP. For if you took it all, kept it all, you'd have a massive tax bill. But instead it's just a swap. The rest of your RIF gets temporarily withdrawn but immediately placed into an RSP, offsetting the tax implications. Now you keep it in an RSP and you can add more if you want and change it to more growth if you like. But again, by the year after you turn 71, there's no stopping it. It's either 5.3% of your age or the younger spouse's age. So those are your basic tips or knowledge on an RSP and a lira converting to a RIF and LIFs. Now just because you're withdrawing money doesn't mean you have to accept low returns. Nothing risky, but risk is also very prominent in low yielding, low returns, for the biggest risk is running out of money way too soon or cutting back on necessities in your late 70s when you have a lot more years to go and a lot of money to grow. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So we've been discussing RIF, retirement income. We'll do another one of these shows in January and another one in February, but right now, it's New Year's Eve, is coming in a few hours, and 2020 is just about behind us. We've been doing this show since August and really appreciate the phone calls and the emails and the topic suggestions, and of course, meeting some of you. And yes, welcoming new clients on board and seeing their investments improve, better returns, more retirement income. All of the shows are on my website, yourfinancialdestination.ca. You can email me, roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca, or call 902-499-5879. So tune in again next week, next year, I guess. Alan Marshall and Associates here to discuss debt counseling. We'll have more investment tips and advice for you in 2021, more guests, but for now, it's New Year's Eve. Maybe you can't go out tonight. That's okay. Save your money and stay the blazes home. Hope you've learned something this morning. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.